Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is a report from the Financial Times and other outlets about Anthropic and its most advanced AI model called Mythos. According to a claim by Senator Mark Warner, General Joshua Rudd, who leads both the NSA and Cyber Command, told him the model broke into nearly all U.S. classified systems, not over weeks, but in just hours.
This allegation emerged alongside news that the Trump administration has abruptly blocked foreign access to Anthropic's two most advanced models, Mythos and Fable. The Financial Times says permissions for government agencies, banks, and major firms in allied countries were revoked without warning. The administration's decision appears to be based on a classified assessment, but the specific breach claim itself has not been publicly confirmed by any government agency or by Anthropic. One number to know today, 99%. That's the maximum token price cut announced by 5 major Chinese AI labs in a competitive pricing race. ByteDance, Tencent, Minimax, Alibaba, and Xiaomi all cut AI token prices between 50 and 99% within the same window.
Starting with that Chinese AI pricing story, Bank of America securities analysts attribute the price cuts to narrowing capability differences between China's major models. Alibaba's 50% discount on QWEN 3.7 Max was tied to the 618 shopping event, blending AI competition with consumer promotions. The analysts suggest this aggressive pricing is a strategy to capture market share before a clear technical leader emerges.
The Financial Times analysis shows Anthropic warned about dangers of advanced AI far more than rival OpenAI this year. This comes as the company faces questions about whether its own warnings contributed to the export restrictions now limiting access to its most powerful models. The report notes the timing is notable, but a direct causal link isn't confirmed.
Bloomberg reports that as Europe falls behind the US and China in consumer AI, its engineering companies and AI startups are turning to industrial AI applications to boost efficiency. German laser maker Trumpf uses AI-powered predictive maintenance to keep production on track, while Siemens software helps adjust recipes in real time at a Pringles plant in Poland. The shift is seen as a pragmatic response to Europe's strengths in manufacturing.
On GitHub, a developer shares a mixture of agents pattern. The idea is to run one prompt across multiple models in parallel, then use a judge model to select the best answer or synthesize multiple responses. The developer, who discloses they work on a gateway product, says a panel of cheaper models with a judge often clears the bar they'd otherwise pay a top-tier model for, because disagreement between models can be a useful signal.
Finally, The Economist reports that since the release of ChatGPT 3.5 in late 2022, the number of ebooks published on Amazon has tripled by late 2025. A new scientific analysis shows this surge is entirely due to AI-generated books, which now far outnumber human-written books in that category. The analysis points to a specific segment of low-cost, high-volume publishing that has become dominated by AI.
One thing to try from today's feed? Experiment with that mixture of agents pattern, where you run a single prompt across multiple AI models in parallel, then use a smaller model as a judge to pick the best answer.
The developer's insight is that disagreement between models isn't just noise, it's signal you can harvest. Try it on a difficult prompt, where you normally reach for a premium model. The pattern has two modes: best of N for clean answers, like code, and synthesize for blending complementary takes in research or analysis. See if a consensus from cheaper options gets you there.
That's Compact Conversations from Monday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.